So have you got sympathy for these Occupy protesters? I don't. I think they're a bunch of wingnuts and criminals. According to the AP, authorities say 11 people were arrested in Washington's McPherson Square since park police have been clearing away tents in one of the nation's last remaining Occupy sites. It's hard to believe that it's in Washington that there's the final Occupy site. I'll let you put two and two together there. David Schlosser, who's a spokesman for the U.S. Park Police, said that on Sunday, one of those arrested was charged with felony assault on a police officer and assault with a deadly weapon. That person is accused of hitting a police officer in the face with a brick on Saturday evening. The officer was treated at a hospital. Yeah, just think about that for a second. Talk about the cops and in the situation of trying to get rid of these losers out of the park. And all of a sudden get whacked in the face with a brick. See if you enjoy your job then. Three others were charged also with assault on a police officer. Schlosser said officials are continuing to clear the park of unsanitary conditions, though so far Sunday things had remained somewhat peaceful. On Saturday night, protesters vowed to continue their movement and urged followers to remain nonviolent. The right to protest is there. The right to hit a police officer in the face with a brick isn't. Think of the police officer's rights and think of the rights of the people that that police officer is trying to protect. And then you may have a different opinion about those Occupy protesters. They're smelly hippies who have to go out and get a job, in my opinion. Protesting is one thing, but doing what they're doing is just wrong. I'm Dan Pretzer. That's today's commentary.